Thank you for the questions, which was asked as regards the signals we receive. I'll reply in a straightforward fashion. To receive these signals, we need to consider that we're not telling you anything new, that any laboratory activity is subject to incidents. This really is the basic premise. We would need to know whether these incidents are reported to the authorities or not. We believe that this is the guarantee of extreme security, and being knowledgeable about these incidents and signals. This knowledge is the outcome of several years to obtain trust from the side of operators. The role of the agency we belong to is to receive those signals and to support and assist operators in managing their incidents. Thus, the first factor is that we are in a position to receive those signals. Amongst our staff, we have permanent staff who are devoted to the management of toxins and microorganisms, and they are in ongoing contact with our operators. The second point I wanted to make is that when we receive a signal, the first thing we do is that we classify them. We have a grid of applications to evaluate the dangerous, the extent to which the signals are dangerous, and we do this initially. Then we support the operator in managing the incident. Lastly, we review the assessment and evaluation to ensure that the additional data enable us to drop or increase the dangerosity level vis-à-vis the incident initially. So it's very important for us to classify the signals we receive to be aware of the dangerosity. And then we adapt our response. First of all, on the time frames. Of course, a critical incident will be dealt with immediately. And then lastly, we adapt the actions taken. In other words, the level of the agency's involvement with the operator also depends on the critical level of the incident. The goal of receiving and dealing with these signals is to ensure that the operator themselves, firstly, have well understood and analyzed the situation, and secondly, have dealt with the incident to the very end and have drawn the various consequences. So that is our approach. I believe that we have managed to gain trust from operators for the benefit of everyone, not only in France, but indeed for the entire international community, of course.